This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Taba Hamasu, JSU's assistant professor of biology. He's here to talk about plant research at JSU. He's being interviewed by Sherry Kuhn of the University News Bureau.
How did you and your student Heather McCoy go about your analysis?
Okay, this analysis that we do is a combined effort between the biology department and the archaeological research laboratory or facilities. The first steps are performed by the archaeological research facilities, where they collect soil samples from the Hammond sites. And then these soil samples were collected from collected from burial sites and also from dwellings, the old house remains. The samples then were run through a flotation device and separate into light and heavy fractions. So at that time then, we receive the light fractions. So the light fractions, we use them and we weigh them and then sieve them to a series of U.S. standard geological sieves that are 2 millimeters, 1.4 millimeters and less. Now, fragments that are 2 millimeters are examined for carbonized plant material and identified using microscopes and whatever we have available. Then fragments 1.4 millimeters but less than 2 millimeters were also analyzed and identified again using microscopes and some other material that we have available. Seeds and any material that was not previously separated was screened in the smaller fraction.
Thank you. If you'd like to hear today's program again or catch up on programs you've missed, go to president.jsu.edu. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.